The supplication on Wednesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah who appointed the night to be a garment, and sleep for a rest, and day He appointed for a rising. To Thee belongs praise, for Thou roused me from my sleep. And hadst Thou willed, Thou wouldst have made it everlasting, an everlasting praise that will never be cut off, and whose number the creatures will never count. O Allah, to Thee belongs praise, for Thou created, then proportioned, and ordained and decreed, and gave death and bestowed life, and made sick and healed, and made well and afflicted, and sat upon the throne and encompassed the kingdom. I supplicate thee with the supplication of one whose mediation is weak, whose stratagems have been cut off, whose term has drawn near, whose expectation from this world has shrunk, whose neediness for thy mercy has intensified, whose remorse for his neglect has become great, whose slips and stumbles have become many, and whose repentance is devoted sincerely to thy face. So bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and his household, the good, the pure. And provide me with the intercessions of Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, and deprive me not of his companionship. Surely thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, decree for me on Wednesday four things. Induce me to be strong in obedience to Thee, to be joyful in worshipping Thee, to be desirous of Thy reward, and to abstain from that which would make incumbent upon me Thy painful punishment. Thou art gentle to whom Thou wilt.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Ladies and gentlemen, dear Muslims all around the world, Salamun alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We offer our condolences at the beginning of this episode because today is the martyrdom anniversary of Shia's 8th Imam, Imam Reza, peace be upon him. Mawla, ya Mawla, Ali ibn Musa, As-Sultan, ya Reza, ya Mawla, Today, Tuesday, is the 30th of Safar, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 5th of May, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 27th of September, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Again, we address all the Muslims, all the Shia Muslims all around the world, and offer our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Shia 8th Imam, Imam Reza, peace be upon him.
I would like to say to my Imam, I really love my Imam. I really want to do everything for Islam, and I really want that my Imam help us all Mu'mins and Mu'minas to become Muttaqi and prepare ourselves for the coming of 12th Imam.
I will ask Imam Reza alayhi salam, please grant me a permission to visit your holy shrine once again.
Assalamu alaikum, ya Imam Musa Reza alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum, ya Imam Reza alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum, ya Khariba to Khuriba. Assalamu alaikum, Ibn Musa Reza. Assalamu alaikum, Shamsu Samus. Assalamu alaikum, all stranger of Tus. Assalamu alaikum, Ali Ibn Musa Reza.
The Imam of Shia was chosen from the descendants of Prophet Muhammad. In 799, Ali Musa Reza became Imam. The Abbasid Caliphate ruled the Muslim world at the time, and the Caliph Ma'mun designated Imam Reza as the successor to the Caliphate to quell Shia revolt. Ma'mun was shocked and threatened when he saw that Imam Reza was more popular than he was. The Caliph then conspired to kill Imam Reza by poisoning him in 818, according to Lunar Hijri calendar. The Imam was buried at the Imam Reza shrine in a village in the Iranian northeastern province of Khorasan Rezavi, now called Mashhad. Mashhad means the place of martyrdom. Each year on this day, millions of Iranians attend mourning processions to mark the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Reza, peace be upon him. Mourners clad in black from various social classes and age groups gather at the mosques and religious sites across Iran. Eulogies are given and sermons delivered in honor of the revered Shia Imam during these ceremonies. On the sad occasion of martyrdom anniversary of Imam Reza alayhi salam, accept our condolences. Sayyid Saleh al-Qazvini.
There is a unique significance with the iman, with the faith in Imam al-Ridha, and the visiting of the grave of Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam. In fact, according to some scholars, the ziyarah of Imam al-Ridha, the thawab of the ziyarah of Imam al-Ridha is worth greater than the thawab of the ziyarah of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Now someone might say, why? Millions of people are visiting Imam al-Husayn right now in Karbala. The reason, and this is what some of the scholars they have pointed to, is that the one who visits Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam believes in Imam al-Husayn and believes in Imam al-Ridha and believes all the way up to Imam al-Mahdi al-Muntazar. However, There are many people that visit Imam al-Husayn, but they don't believe in Imam al-Rida. They don't believe in the Imam of Imam al-Mahdi and the other Imams. So the higher Iman you have, the more complete your Iman is, the more value your ziyarah has. And the reason for that is because some people, they believed in Imam al-Husayn, they believed in Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn, and then, for example, some people stopped believing in Imam al-Baqir and they started believing in Zayd. They are the Zaydi Shias. Then some people believed in Imam al-Baqir, they believed in Imam al-Sadiq, but then they stopped believing in Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam, a sect by the name of al-Fatahi. They followed Abdullah al-Aftah. Or another sect emerged by the name of al-Ismailis, who they followed Ismail, the son of Imam al-Sadiq, instead of following Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kadhim alayhi salam. And then, once Imam al-Kadhim passed away, some, the Shias, the Ithna Asharis, they continued to follow Imam al-Rida, but there was a group of people by the name of al-Waqifa. Al-Waqifa, they stopped at Imam al-Kadhim and they refused to follow Imam al-Rida alayhi salam. So, after Imam al-Rida, anyone who believes in the eighth Imam, Imam al-Rida, from the Shias, then there's no more deviance after Imam al-Rida. No more deviations. After Imam al-Rida, they followed his son Imam al-Jawad. Whoever believed in Imam al-Rida, they followed his son Imam al-Jawad, and then Imam al-Hadi, and then Imam al-Askari, and then Imam al-Mahdi al-Muntadhar, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif. So this is why the ziyarah of Imam al-Rida is worth more than the ziyarah of Imam al-Husayn. Because the one who visits Imam al-Rida is kamilul iman. You have full iman. You have believed in all of the imams. Therefore, your ziyarah is worth more.
Confession of Superiority. Mamun offered caliphate to Imam Reza, but he did not accept it. Then Mamun offered the Imam to become his successor, but Imam Reza again refused. So Mamun threatened to kill the Imam. And since Imam Reza, peace be upon him, found this threat to be serious, he was forced to accept Mamun's succession. In fact, Mamun was hoping to establish a powerful and nationwide base for his kingdom. He thought that since Imam Reza, peace be upon him, had a powerful reputation, he would gain the same reputation for his kingdom by appointing the Imam as his successor. For example, when he was asked about the reason for this appointment, he replied by saying, "This man, Imam Reza, was out of our sight. He used to attract people towards himself. Thus, we made him become our successor so that attracting people towards himself would benefit us. Also, he would approve and submit to our kingdom, and his lovers would find his claims void." Imam Reza accepted to become Mamun's successor in a situation that he had to save the lives of himself and his Shiites. As such, Imam Reza, alayhi salam, took advantage of this opportunity and performed his responsibility of enlightening people. He established an extensive network through people. His writings were spread the east and west borders of the Islamic nation, and all different groups of people were attracted to him.
علی موسی رضا، علی موسی رضا، غریب الغربا، معین الضعفا، علیک صلی الله، علی موسی رضا.
Imam Reza's ethical and humane conduct. Good manners constitute a significant part of one's personality. Ibrahim ibn Abbas is quoted saying, I never saw Abul Hassan al-Rizā, peace be upon him, angering anyone by something he said, nor did I ever see him interrupting anyone, nor refusing to do someone a favor he was able to do, nor did he ever stretch his legs before an audience, nor leaned upon something while his companion did not, nor did he ever call any of his servants or attendants a bad name. When he was ready to eat and he sat to be served, he seated with him all his attendants, including the doorman and the groom. He adds, "Do not therefore believe anyone who claims that he saw someone else enjoying such accomplishments." A guest once kept entertaining him part of the night when the lamp started fading and guest stretched his hands to fix it. But Abul Hassan, peace be upon him, swiftly checked him and fixed it himself, saying, "We are folks who do not let their guest tend on them."
When Imam al-Rida became an imam, when his father, al-Imam al-Kadhim, was killed, was poisoned in the prison of Harun in Baghdad, Imam al-Rida alayhi salam was living in a time where the Ahlul Bayt were being persecuted. No one from the Ahlul Bayt can come and say anything. Imam al-Kadhim, he did not have the freedom to come out and say, "I'm an imam." He did not say, "I'm an imam" publicly, and they took him and they placed him in prison. His father, Imam al-Kadhim, passes away. Then Imam al-Rida, he comes out in public and he says, "I am the imam after my father." Some of the Shias, they tell him, "Your father, he did not come out in public and he said, 'I'm an imam.' Aren't you afraid of your life? Aren't you afraid for your life? Harun just killed your father. And you're coming out and you're declaring that you're an imam?" He tells them, "Harun is not going to be able to touch me. He's not going to be able to put a scratch on my body. Just like the mushrikeen of Quraysh were not able to hurt Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi." And this is something from the ghaib, where we believe that our imams, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them some access, some knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them. If Allah gives it to them, then they have that knowledge, because they have been appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam al-Rida, he says, "Harun is not going to be able to touch me." And this is exactly what happened. Harun, who was the king, who was so powerful, he was not able to touch Imam al-Rida. And Imam al-Rida declared his imama.
Our time is up, so we leave you in Allah's protection. And again, we offer our condolences to all Shia Muslims all around the world on martyrdom anniversary of Imam Rida, peace be upon him. God bless all of you and fi amanillah.
Allahumma salli ala Ali ibn Musa al-Rida al-Murtada.
O Allah, shower blessings upon Ali ibn Musa al-Rida al-Murtada, the pure and pious Imam, and your witness over those upon the earth and those beneath it, the truthful, the martyr blessings that be manifold, perfect and pure, continuous and unbroken, one after another, and that be better than what you have bestowed upon any of your friends.
food for thought.
Hello everyone, let us contemplate on a saying from Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Reza, peace be upon him, the Holy Prophet's eighth infallible heir. The evilest of people is that who deprives others of his aid, eats alone, and lashes his bondman.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed and respected listeners on this most solemn and grave day, which is the day that coincides with the martyrdom of our eighth Imam, Imam Ridha alayhi salam. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our condolences again to our esteemed listeners and recite for you this most beautiful hadith narrated from the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding Imam Ridha. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been narrated to have said, A part of my body will be buried in the land of Khurasan, which is a reference to Imam Ridha, who is buried in Iran, in the land of Khurasan, in the area of Khurasan, the province of Khurasan. No afflicted person or sinner will visit him, except that his affliction will be removed by God Almighty. And no sinner will pay homage to him, will visit him, except that God Almighty will forgive his sin. This blessed tradition and hadith has been narrated in the very famous book of collection of Imam Ridha alayhi salam's hadith, Uyuni Akhbar al-Ridha, volume 2, page 257. And Imam Hadi alayhi salam has also been narrated to have said, if somebody has a hajat, if somebody has a need, if somebody wants something, then he should go pay visit to the grave of my grandfather Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam in the land of Tus. And then the Imam elucidates the method and the manners of paying homage to him. He should perform the ritual bath, the ghusl, to perform his pilgrimage, pay and perform two rakats of prayer close to the head of the grave of the Imam. And in the kunut, in the act of raising the hands in the ritual prayer, he should ask for his hajat and his need. The Imam says that verily his prayer and his request will be granted if with the condition that his request is not a sin or the severance of a relationship of kinship. This beautiful hadith has been narrated in Wasa'il al-Shi'a, volume 14, page 569. And finally, the same Imam, Imam Hadi alayhi salam, has been narrated to have said that the grave of the spirit, the blessed grave of Imam Ridha, is a part of the land of paradise, and no believer visits his grave except that God Almighty frees him from the fire of hell. And will allow him to enter his place in paradise on account of this pilgrimage that this person has made to Imam Ridha. We ask God Almighty to grant all of us the opportunity to visit the grave of Imam Ridha alayhi salam. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at Imam Ridha alayhi salam in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وجل فرج.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Salam alaikum, Hussein Ruhullah, Ali Nasir, and Fawad Haider. How are you?
Fine, sir. How
Fine,
are
inshallah?
You?
Yes. Okay, that's great. Ali Nasir, how are
alhamdulillah,
you?
Alhamdulillah,
alhamdulillah. And Fawad Haider?
Fine.
Okay, thank you so much, brothers and sisters, for joining us today. In this session, again, we have our brothers from Sevier International School. So we are going to, inshallah, hold another Quranic session for you. So, respected brothers, today, inshallah, in this session, we will be working on the 15th ayah or verse number 15 of Surah Al-Baqarah in chapter 1 of the Quran Kareem, in part 1 of the Quran Kareem. So, this ayah is also very much important, explaining about the previous ayah about the hypocrites, okay? It's the continue of the previous ayah that we learned in the previous session. So, before we start, let's listen to ayah 15 and also ayah 16 of Surah Al-Baqarah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahu yastahzi'u bihim wa yamudduhum fi tughyanihim ya'mahun. Ulaika alladhina ishtaraw ad-dhalalata bil-huda. فَمَا رَبِحَتْ تِجَارَتُهُمْ وَمَا كَانُوا مُهْتَدِينَ.
Okay, alhamdulillah, nice recitation. Now let's recite together. Listen and repeat, all right?
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ
بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
الله يستهزئ بهم ويمدهم في طغيانهم يعمهون
الله يستهزئ بهم ويمدهم في طغيانهم يعمهون
أحسنت. Next ayah.
أولئك الذين اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى
أولئك الذين اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى
فما ربحت تجارتهم وما كانوا مهتدين
فما ربحت تجارتهم وما كانوا مهتدين
أحسنت. ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. In the previous ayah, Allah Almighty was saying that whenever they hypocrites, they meet the believers, they said, we are believers. Amanna, yes? Qalu amanna. And whenever they get alone with their devils, with their, like, the same people as themselves, okay, the hypocrites, the other ones, they would say that, inna ma'akum, we are with you, not with the believers. Okay? Inna nahnu mustahzi'un. We're just deriding them. In this ayah, Allah Almighty says that, they are like, thinking like this, yes, they are like deriding the believers. Allahu yastahzi'u bihim. Allah Almighty is deriding them. How does Allah Almighty make fun of others? Make fun of hypocrites? Huh?
By not guiding them?
Ah, exactly, exactly. By not letting them understand. Why does Allah Almighty, why he does not, like, for example, let others understand? It's because of themselves. It's not Allah Almighty's own wish, okay, like Allah Almighty, he's so blessing, okay, he wants everyone to be guided, but the hypocrites, they themselves do not want this, they have this inward blindness, that's why, okay, they have the free will, okay, to choose the right path, but they do not, so it's their own problem, it's not Allah Almighty's problem. So Allah Almighty is yastahzi'u bihim, okay, Allah Almighty is deriding them by not letting them be guided. Okay? So, yes. Then Allah Almighty again says, وَيَمُدُّهُمْ فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. This ayah has a very great message. So the message, what I understood from this ayah is this, that If you are misguided, God forbid, if you are on the wrong path, okay, if someone is on the wrong path, this is, it can be like changed. So he can go to the right path, but this is very much painful that if you are on the wrong path, you continue staying on the wrong path. This is painful, more painful, okay? So if someone comes to you and he guides you, it's okay. It's very good, okay? You become like a good person, believer. But if you stay being non-believer, this is more painful. This is more dangerous in the hereafter. So, وَيَمُدُّهُمْ فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. And Allah Almighty is like leaving them. He leaves, Allah Almighty leaves them alone, okay? In their rebellion, in the wrong path, okay? So they are bewildered, confused, all right? Sometimes we have pain and we understand what is that pain. This is good. We can cure it. Yes? But this is very much harmful. It's more painful that you have pain and you don't know what is the pain. What part of your body hurts you?
Yes.
This is much more confusing and painful. So, these bewilders, these hypocrites are like this. Okay? That they have the pain and they do not understand that they have a pain, and they also do not understand what type of pain they have. The pain of being unknowledgeable. Yes. The pain of being not knowledgeable. The next ayah, Allah Almighty says that they have bought the misguidance. They have bought misguidance for the guidance. In the cost of guidance. They have bought, for example, the hellfire in the cost of paradise. It means they have lost paradise because of hellfire. And they do not understand. They think this is paradise. No, it's not. So, أولئك الذين اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى فما ربحت تجارهم. Their trade, their deal, their contract, whatever they have. Okay? They bought something for something. So this trade does not benefit them. Does not have any profit for them. وَمَا كَانُوا مُهْتَدِينَ. And they will not be, and they are not guided. Alright?
Yes.
So, may inshallah Allah Almighty keep us on the right path, inshallah, and protect us from all evils. Now, the tajweed rules in these two ayahs. قَلْبٌ بِالْحَقِّ تَعَلَّقْ وَبِغَارِحِ رَاءَ تَأَلَّقْ يَبْكِي يَسْأَلُ خَالِقَهُ فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
الله يستهزئ بهم ويمدهم في طغيانهم يعمهون. Doesn't have any serious tajweed rule that we don't know. We know all of them.
Yes.
So, pronunciations of the letters يستهزئ ها and بهم ها يمدهم ها طغ يا طا, okay, and him also ها يعمهون عين, and then
ها.
Those are the pronunciations. Now, and we don't have any mad here. We have only في, long mad, long vowel. ويمدهم في طغيانهم. Make sure يمدهم. Sometimes it might happen. يمدهم, no. يمدهم. Short vowel sound, okay? Short ضم. That's it. In the next ayah, we have some rules. Ulaika. We have mad letter and also the hamza in the same word. What type of mad is it?
Wajib muttasil.
Wajib muttasil. They are in the same word. So you got to stretch it for 6 counts. Ulaika. All right. Alladhina. Now, hamzatul wasl in this word will be?
Skipped.
Skipped. You don't need to pronounce this. You skip it. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ. Directly, kaf will be joined or connected to the letter lam. الَّذِينَ ends with noon sound, with fatha, na, and the next word starts with hamzatul wasl. Hamzatul wasl as well will be skipped here. So two hamzatul wasl are skipped here. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ. Noon is directly connected to the letter sheen.
Yes.
أولئك الذين اشتروا. تروا. Right?
Yes.
Here, you gotta. We have Hamzatul Wasl again. اشتروا الضلالة. Hamzatul Wasl again.
And lam we have after lam. Lam ta'rif we have after lam ta'rif we have sun letter.
Yeah.
Yes, so lam will be skipped as well. But here we have waw mad. Again, waw mad will be skipped. Do you remember that rule?
Yes, yes.
لَقُلْ لَذِينَ اشْتَرَوُوا الضَّلَالَةَ وُضَّلَالَ. No, not two counts, one count. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوُوا directly, without stretching the sound. وُضَّلَالَ, وُضَّلَالَ, not وُضَّلَالَ. No, not two counts, just one count. Next, بِالْهُدَى, الْهُدَى, هَمْزَةُ الْوَسْلَ again. فَوَاد, فَمَا رَبِحَتْ. The pronunciation of the letter ha. How do you say the letter ha?
Ha.
Ha, mashallah, ha. It is very much important. Tijaratuhum, hum, tija. There is a baby alif on the top of tija, jim. It is that alif mad, yes? Alif maqsura, we have. Dagger alif, sorry. Not alif maqsura. Dagger
alif. Stop.
Yeah, yeah.
Change to alif?
Yes.
No. You cannot stop here. It's the middle of the word.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes. Yes.
Can you say, for example?
Of course.
Alhamdu. You want to say Alhamdu. Can you say Alha?
Yeah.
It doesn't have any meaning. So you got to read the word. So yeah. Tijah. No. Tijaratuhum. All right? Wa ma kanu muhtadeen. Kanu muhtadeen. Ah, muhtadeen. You stop here. The long mad or the natural mad will be changed to?
Arid.
Maddul arid lissukun.
Lissukun.
Ahsan. Yes. You stretch it more like four counts. Okay. I will recite this ayah. You should repeat after me, all right? Since we don't have much time to recite each one of us once. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Allahu yastahzi'u bihim wa yamudduhum fi tughyanihim ya'mahun.
Allahu yastahzi'u bihim wa yamudduhum fi tughyanihim ya'mahun.
Ahsan. Tugh, wadar, heavy letter. Tughyanihim. Ulaika alladhina ashtaraw ad-dalalata bil-huda.
Ulaika alladhina ashtaraw ad-dalalata bil-huda.
You don't have to make a pause here. I mean, there is no sign to stop, okay? But if you stop, there is no problem because the next part has, the meaning can be, separate from this one, okay? فَمَا رَبِحَتْ تِجَارَتُهُمْ وَمَا كَانُوا مُهْتَدِينَ
فَمَا رَبِحَتْ تِجَارَتُهُمْ وَمَا كَانُوا مُهْتَدِينَ.
So now the whole ayah, Ahsan. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوُوا الضَّلَالَةَ بِالْهُدَىٰ فَمَا رَبِحَتْ تِجَارَتُهُمْ وَمَا كَانُوا مُهْتَدِينَ. Take a deep breath.
أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوُوا الضَّلَالَةَ بِالْهُدَىٰ فَمَا رَبِحَتْ تجارتهم وما كانوا مهتدين.
Okay, تجارتهم. All right. Thank you so much. Alhamdulillah, we finished these two verses of the Quran Kareem and Surah Al-Baqarah. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network. See you inshallah in the next session. Stay with us. All right. So yes. In the next session, inshallah, we'll work on the next ayahs.
Inshallah.
Verses, I mean. Thank you so much. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تسمع
تستقيم حياتنا إلا به. هو القرآن والفرقان، إليه تنصت الأكوان، وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
When your horse returns to our camp riderless,
أزور سيدي ومعتمدي ورجائي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة مني ونيابة عن والدي.
Us to fend for ourselves, Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura. So stay with us.
وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ ابْنَ مَرْجَانَ وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ عُمَرَ ابْنَ سَعَدْ وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ شِمْرَ.
As you were with us previously, brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of Ziyaratul Ashura. وَلَعَنْ اللَّهُ عُمَرَ بْنَ سَعْد. And may Allah distance from His mercy Umar ibn Sa'd. We have explained whatever was necessary about what history told us about the nature of this man, and the fact that he was hesitant at first, he finally and ultimately defeated in the inner battle, and as a result he lost the outer battle as well. He was the one who bashara qatl al-Husayn, who directly killed Imam Husayn alayhi salam, because he was the one who began encouraging his man to behead Imam Husayn alayhi salam. One of the opportunities he had, one of the turning points he could probably have, was the invitation of Imam Husayn alayhi salam, when he alayhi salam invited him on the night of Ashura to join his forces, but he rejected. He continuously concocted different pretexts until the Imam alayhi salam knew that there is no place for change in his heart. فَانْصَرَفَ عَنْهُ الْحُسَيْنِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ وَهُوَ يَقُولُ مَا لَكَ ذَبَحَكَ اللَّهُ عَلَى فِرَاشِكَ عَاجِلًا. What has happened to you? What is wrong with you? May Allah slaughter you in your home soon. But as we said, history repeats itself because the atrocious nature of killing innocent civilians will not be stopped. It will continue, and it will continue to exist, as there are some people who represent Cain in this world. The Holy Quran says, وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ ابْنَيْ آدَمَ بِالْحَقِّ إِذْ قَرَّبَا قُرْبَانًا فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا وَلَمْ يُتَقَبِّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ. Relate to them the account of Adam's two sons. When the two of them offered an offering, it was accepted from one and not accepted from the other. One of them said, قَالَ لَأَقْتُلَنَّكَ. Surely I will kill you. قَالَ إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. And the other said, Allah accepts only from the God-fearing. And this is exactly what we see in the plains of Karbala. In the battle between Abel and Cain, those who had come to save the religion of Islam represented Abel, and those who came to attain worldly reward Those are the ones who represented Cain.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies. It clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates him, he understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we are talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Now, the point in the story of Karbala, as we said, is that Imam tried to invite him, he did not accept. At the same time, Imam tried to let his people go. Imam gave his companions the choice to revoke allegiance to him, to leave him. But they all accepted to stay with him. They were truly submissive. And Ahlul Bayt's submission to Allah's will is not a state that they are compelled to reach. It is a truth that they have attained at its climax with their personal efforts. إِنَّ أَهْلُ بَيْتٍ نَسْأَلُ اللَّهِ فَيُعْطِينَا فَإِذَا أَرَادَ مَا نَكْرَهُ فِيمَا يُحِبْ رَضِينَا. We, Ahlul Bayt, beseech Allah and He grants us. So if He wills to do that which we abhor, provided that it will bring about His pleasure, فِيمَا يُحِبْ, we submit. Even it is مَا نَكْرَهُ, even it is something that we abhor. And this is what leads the followers of Ahlul Bayt to salvation. This is exactly what leads someone like Hur to true salvation, to eternal salvation, and someone like Umar ibn Sa'd to eternal damnation. The followers of Imam Hussein alayhi salam chose to be his followers. They chose to be Allah's favorite. They followed the Ahlul Bayt, the head of whom was Allah's messenger, and now they were following his grandsons. This is what gradually leads men to spiritual purification. And this is what we human beings have to observe in our daily lives. فَإِنَّكُمْ وَسِيلَتِي إِلَى اللَّهِ وَبِحُبِّكُمْ وَبِقُرْبِكُمْ أَرْجُونَ رَجَاتًا مِنَ اللَّهِ. You are the Ahlul Bayt. You are our means towards Allah. So we set our hopes on your station and love to be saved by Allah. And we, by following them, will be sure that the encircling mercy of them will cover us as well. The Holy Quran considers the Holy Prophet the source of mercy to the world. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And he, as the head of the Ahlul Bayt, gives us hope to be from among the people who will be saved by the mercy of the Ahlul Bayt, on condition that we follow their teachings. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين الروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. My sincere condolences to all the Muslims of the world on the martyrdom of Imam Ridha alayhi salam, and also on the end of the season of sadness and grief towards the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For these 2 months of Muharram and Safar, the believers were wearing the clothes of